Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You're listening to the world's smartest podcast network.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 216. My name is Turner Sparks.
And I am Michael Kaplan.
You can find me at turnersparks.com. You can find Kaplan at Cap'n America on Instagram. This show is at Lost in America Pod on Instagram, Kaplan. Oh, and lostinamericapod.com. Kaplan, on the show today, we have Carol Zoccoli, who is a Brazilian comedian, just recently moved to New York City. We're going to talk for an hour about Bolsonaro, but we'll get to that in just a second. Before we get to that, Kaplan, Patreon. Tell Patreon. Our people how to support this show.
You're entrusting me with telling our people how to support this show?
Never mind. What you do, go to patreon.com/lostinamerica. This show is totally free. We've been putting out free for 4 years, Kaplan, for free. We haven't charged a dime. But if you want to support this show, you for $5 a month at patreon.com/lostinamerica, you get 3 extra episodes of Kaplan and I doing a full throttle comedy podcast. Three extra episodes a week, by the way, I should say. That's 12 to maybe 14 times a month, depending upon how long the month is. That's all for $5 a month.
And this is not charity. We are giving you a quality product for three times a week. So it's 12 times a month. We're giving you a show about our lives in New York, about your life when you go skiing around the country.
Flaunting. We fired our manager two episodes ago on the air. We're not sure if he heard it yet.
He's not a Patreon subscriber. That's why one of the reasons we fired him. So he probably doesn't even know. But yeah,
well, had to get rid of him because I went to my friend's house the other day and I saw a Christmas card on his wall from our manager, and we didn't get a Christmas card. If you don't send us a Christmas card, you're out, Todd.
You're fired, as a great president once said. So he's out. That we did that on the air, and we also, yeah, I'm doxing everyone in my neighborhood. Everyone in Long Island City I'm telling all their dirty laundry on this Patreon show. So it's a great place to.
That's $5 a month. You get that for $10 a month. You get our number one in Armenia T-shirt. We went to number one in Armenia a couple months ago. Kaplan and I, we printed merch.
These are the mugs.
You can see that. For everyone watching on YouTube, we printed merch. So we throw in a T-shirt for $10 a month. You get the T-shirt plus the show. For $20 a month, you get an advertisement, your own ad on this show. Kaplan, let's get to today's show. How about that?
What do we got today? What's in the docket?
All right, we're talking about Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil. He's a real hothead. He's
a real Trump, right?
Some people call him a lunatic. I started researching this. First of all, I didn't know his first name. I didn't know he had a first name. I thought he was like, you know, Ronaldo. he's the soccer player. Yeah, Nene Hilario, the old basketball Pele. Player for the
Nuggets.
I didn't
think they had, but do they have first names in Brazil in general?
To clear that up. That's confusing to me. I think it's when you're famous, you drop the first.
You're like Madonna. You don't have one.
Yeah, famous people like don't
Kaplan.
Have one.
No, I don't have a first name either, some say. Kaplan. So there you go. I relate.
Cap. So I didn't know that. I didn't know how he came to power. I want to get into that. I would assume, you said that it was, which I remember, that at some point, Brazil was this up-and-coming superpower. They had oil. They were partying.
I went to Brazil famously for my bachelor party in 2008, and I pick an up-and-coming city. I wanted my bachelor party to be in Rio de Janeiro. It was beautiful. It was a great time. Everybody was great. The economy was booming. The oil was booming. Everyone was – but I didn't know they had politics when I was there. I saw no evidence they had a president. Nobody – I spoke to a lot of Brazilians. I didn't know they even had leaders. I just thought everyone went to the beach –
sailing at that point. Something
happened in between to make them not only elect a president, but elect a crazy man.
Between 2008 and 2019, you might not believe it, but something happens.
Changes happened in the world economy. I'm assuming the price of oil dropped and that. I don't know.
So we read today that there's protests going on now trying to get him kicked out of office.
Yes.
There's also... he's being accused of war crimes. Or I don't know, not he's war. Really- I always mix up war crimes and what's the other one that sends you to the Hague? There's people who want him to go to the Hague.
There's another one. Well, he's done war crimes. He's also allegedly, he hasn't done such a great job with COVID, allegedly. He's not a big fan of acknowledging COVID, I think. I think he's done the trifecta. He seems to offend everybody. He's very offensive with his colorful language.
But somebody likes him or else he wouldn't have gotten elected.
He did get elected. Yeah. So we have to find out who likes him. And right. If he's going to get elected again, if they have another election. And,
Let's start there. Carol Zoccoli. Zoccoli, I want to introduce you. She's been on Netflix. She has a stand-up comedy. She's a stand-up comedian from Brazil. I don't know if I said that earlier. She's been living in Canada. She just moved to New York City 1 month ago. So welcome to the big
great
city.
Great time to move. Welcome.
She wrote for Saturday Night Live in Brazil, which is pretty cool.
Always I said the better version.
That's the most people say the better version. And she also has a Netflix stand-up comedy special, which you can watch on Netflix in Portuguese. Very cool. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for doing it. How did we do on the history of your country from 2008 until today?
Well, I think that you have a lot of good impressions about the country. Of course, 2008, we were... flourishing. It was a great country to live. And then of course, you know, the crisis, the world 2008, the crisis affected every single country. And then there was something that some call it a coup, which was they impeached the left president.
Yeah, the left-wing president.
The left-wing president, and the country was like this mess, just like happened in America a little bit.
Yes.
And then those crazy people that wanted to, I don't know what they, I don't really know what they want, but they come into power, this extreme right-wing people. And there was a lot of, you know, the media has some fault in it. Like everybody was talking, there was a lot of fake news. Like one of the fake news, it's kind of funny, that got Bolsonaro elected was that the left party, they were pedophiles and they were making, this is the fake news, of course.
Okay,
this
okay,
is not
okay.
true. But they spread the news that the left wing party was giving children in schools, like, I don't know how to say that. How can you say like when a baby, like there's the milk out, pacify, yeah, but in the format of a penis.
Oh my gosh.
Because they wanted to turn all the kids into gays, you know? This is one of the fake news that got Bolsonaro elected. So you guys have an idea, okay? And Brazil, we have a crazy story of politics. Like we once elected a monkey as a congressman. And I swear to God that monkey was better than Bolsonaro. I swear to God. Yeah.
Wait.
We are very heated people. We are like people that are very emotional. So we like So I think like Bolsonaro was just like, oh, the left-wing party didn't do the things they say they would do. So now we're going to destroy the country. That's Brazil, you know?
Yeah. Spite.
That's, yeah.
Burn it all down.
Yes, exactly.
To build it back up. Wait, so quickly, when was the monkey in Congress?
Yeah. Is he still there?
It wasn't the 80s. He was a very famous circus monkey. Everybody loved him.
So he was like, he brought people together. He was a uniter. Both parties, all the parties.
The best politician we ever had.
Approval rings through the roof.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. And does he have, does he have children? Because maybe his children could run. And
like the Trump kids,
like the Trump kids or the Bush kids or the Clinton.
He may have a lot of kids, but they are not.
They don't have his charm.
No.
Not his electability.
Not his talent. No.
So, okay. And how did people really? So people, I guess, believe that he was, that the left wing was had these like penis pacifiers.
Well,
I would vote against that too.
Yeah.
Well, were the kids in school 5 days a week? I would vote. I'd be okay with that. To get my kids in school, but no.
Yeah. But to this day, like the net of fake news that they spread to on WhatsApp, because Brazil, we use WhatsApp a lot. So the net of fake news is like, it's insane. It's big. It's huge. Like it's uncontrollable. It's crazy. And there's so many crazy scandals in this government. Like the last, like I think like 2 months ago or 3 months ago, maybe the leader of Bolsonaro's government was caught into a corruption scheme, and the feds got the guy, and the guy put $6,000 inside his asshole to hide the money. So this is Bolsonaro's government.
In cash?
In cash. The guys found like an amount of like $6,000 inside the guy's ass.
Oh,
one way to wipe, but
what about you guys have the Amazon? I mean, he could bury it anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Out there. The biggest jungle in the world.
It's great. Like, it's great, guys. We talk about Trump, and of course, Trump was 4 years of craziness, but Bolsonaro is a whole another level.
Well, like, we've been saying, yeah. Kaplan and I have been wanting to do a Brazil episode, and we keep saying, you know, most countries, you have to wait for a news story to happen, and that's like once or twice a year, and you could do it. And we've been saying from the beginning, we could do Bolsonaro any week.
This was the white whale of podcasts. I've been saying, I can't wait till we do a Bolsonaro episode, because this
could happen at any week. So let's start from the beginning. So he was a military guy, right?
He was, but it's a very controversial story, because he was expelled. Because in the past, he threw the bomb into because he wanted a revolution. The guy is nuts. And then he was expelled when he was expelled, right?
We say expelled from the military.
He threw a bomb. From the military. Where did he throw the bomb?
It was in an office. I think it was in a facility, in an army facility. It was not a big bomb, though.
With people inside?
But
his own sea people?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's crazy. Wow. And then he was expelled, and then he's not been a military for years. Okay. And he was just a small congressman for 30 years. He has been like I don't know how to compare into like American politics, but like he was a congressman, but like just a small
like a wacky congressman.
Like
to
a
people.
State, exactly, well, we have like state Congress, state senators. They're not national level, state level.
He was a state, state congressman.
Okay, that's pretty small. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what part of the country was he based in?
In Rio.
Oh, so he was Rio. Big city. He was in the metropolitan, in the city, not in the.
Yeah, he's from the south. He's from the south of Brazil, where the Nazis flew after the Second World War.
Where Hitler, the Nazis.
The Nazis are. Because there's a lot of Nazis that they flew from Germany, and they went to south of Brazil and Argentina.
Yes.
So we have the
Nazi circle corridor.
Yeah, the Nazi. Yeah, we have a couple of like really like racism and kind of stuff. It's not a big community, but we do have. So this is the place where he comes from.
Oh, wow.
So that tells a lot, right?
And they brought their culture. the Nazis.
They did.
To southern Brazil. Wow.
They can get a good schnitzel there, though, too. So it's not all bad.
Kevin, I was waiting for you to do your train joke.
Oh, exactly. I retired that. No, I zig when you zag. Yeah.
So, okay. So he comes from there. He's a state senator, kind of, and he got, what do we call that? Court-martialed, or what do they call it when you get kicked out of the military?
He's like Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men.
And so what happened? What led to people believing this fake news? Like, the economy go down in the 2010, 2012, 2014, 2015.
Yeah, it was a bad mm-hmm. recession.
Kind of, yeah. What was the environment?
Yeah, so it was like the left wing party was in power for more than 10 years, and of course, like the crisis, and there's a lot of shit going on with the left wing party, corruption and a lot of stuff, and then this right wing, like people in the extreme, some right wing that is not like as extreme, but also the extreme ones, they started getting together. And they started putting on demonstrations, and they started with this whole net of fake news. And allegedly, Steve Bannon was one of the guys who helped Bolsonaro's son build this fake news net, you know?
Wow, Steve Bannon. When was that rough? Was that before Trump?
Before it was, I think it was before Trump, because we don't like, we actually know more about that now, but yeah. I think that those things were happening beside the curtains, you know, under yep. the, you know,
behind the curtain,
behind the curtain. Yeah.
Yep.
I was like under the sheets. and that probably had been happening before, but this was like the climate of the political. So there was this huge, like the media attacking the left wing party. And this whole other thing of growing. It's actually a little bit similar what happened here, I think.
In the United States. Yeah.
Yeah.
So were Bolsonaro and Steve Bannon, Bolsonaro's son and Steve Bannon, who were they targeting? Like Trump in America was targeting kind of like white people who were usually poorer or somehow mm-hmm. felt like yeah. the lower class or felt like they weren't getting represented. Who were they targeting in Brazil as their followers?
Yeah, I think it was in Brazil, was because in Brazil, there's, of course, a lot more poverty. So a lot mm-hmm. of people that are poor. And I think they were targeting, like, they talk more about, like, how can I say, like, more conservative. Like they want to be, oh, my God, I'm having trouble explaining that. It is
well, nationalistic, maybe?
Not as much, because I don't think we don't have, like, the Brazilian patriotism is very different than American patriotism. Like, we don't have, because we're not being in a war or anything. Like, it's very different. Okay. But it was, like, more like family values.
Socially conservative.
Conservative, and, you know, like, against gays and against, you know, abortion and no feminism and no quotas for black people, you know, like this kind of thing. And the weird thing is that because Brazil, we are so uneducated because our education has been destroyed for years and years and years, that even like poor people, they agree with this kind of speech. Even if it's against them. And Bolsonaro is also like one of the big things that he's against it is indigenous people. The indigenous people, like they're being killed by, like, it's crazy. It's crazy. So this was the thing that they saw, the idea that the left wing party was destroying our cost or, you know, our values.
Family values. Family values. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
And he used the indigenous people were the scapegoats, as like in America, Trump used Mexicans, right? Mexicans.
Mm-hmm. And China later.
China's taking your, whatever, our jobs. Mexicans are taking your jobs. So Bolsonaro used indigenous people as that?
One part, yeah, indigenous, but like, but they say general, like the leftists.
Okay, yeah, well, so
the leftists, like he had like the same, he had like this language that is against communism, and you were like, man, we are not in the. Like, what are you talking about? You're crazy.
Yeah, communism hasn't.
Always like using Venezuela or something, isn't it? Is that what he's
Venezuela? Yeah. So everything against communists and against everything. And the thing about indigenous people is that my view is that he wants, because the indigenous people, especially in the Amazon rainforest, they have a lot of land, and it's land that you cannot touch it. But he wants to sell those lands, and he wants people to explore those lands. You know, so he wants the indigenous people to die so people can mine there, can explore the Amazon. So it's like the destruction of the environment that is happening in Brazil under Bolsonaro is a crime. It's something that I don't know how we can go back from that.
Was he like Trump? He wasn't rich though, like Trump before he became to power. Then he was a congressman, right?
He was not rich. No, yeah, he has a lot of corruption schemes.
So I'm saying he can get rich now. Yeah, that's another, I'm sure, through all selling of these lands and friends. And
he's so dumb though. I don't even know if he wants money. I just think he wants kill people.
I mean, power for most people is bigger than any amount of money.
Exactly.
He sees the rainforest as an opportunity to build the economy, to take it and make money for the country, which, and himself as well, but the country, which could be seen as, some people who don't have any money might say like, yeah, that's a great idea. We can get, who cares? Take their land. We need the money. Is that the idea?
That is the idea. But there's so many consequences. Like the Amazon rainforest is a very specific environment. You cannot take wood or take the riches from there without consequences and huge consequences, right? So, and of course, there's people there living. Like there's this controversy there because there's some tribes in the Amazon that they have never be in contact with any civilization. And now Bolsonaro, apparently his policies are open up, and it's very dangerous because of COVID. So those people are very vulnerable now.
Right, their immunity, they've never
Even in the flu, they never have even the flu, you know?
Oh, wow, because they've never-
the common cold or-
yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. So there's places to the-
like hunter-gatherers, basically, right? They're just like-
Exactly.
So do they, I mean, what's that like? How have any governments in Brazil dealt with governing people in the cities, cosmopolitan people, but also people in the rainforest? Is it almost like two separate countries with the government, or how do they do it?
Well, I think the left wing parties, they have done a very good work. Actually, Brazil was an example of, environmental consciousness. Like we were an example of that once before Bolsonaro, you know? I think it's a complex country. I would not want to be a president of Brazil. It's a very complex place.
Yeah.
It's complicated.
So he came in 2019, and then his first year, it seems like he was a bull in a china shop from the beginning. Yeah, he was like causing chaos from the very beginning, but also they were saying the economy was going. I mean, he was destroying the rainforest, but the economy was going up. After 1 year, meaning like before COVID happened, what was the general idea? Was he still popular right before COVID?
And he's still popular today. He has some popularity today. I think his popularity started going down after Trump lost the election, because it influences the entire world. But
we set the trends.
But he was not like his popularity always came from what he says. He says the dumbest thing for his people, and that's but like economy wise or anything, like Brazil never got better. Like he has no plan. He's never had any plan for, you know, economy or anything.
Yeah,
the thing that he was trying to do is that he was trying to privatize everything.
Right. There was pension reform. Was that one of the things he did? Or
yeah, that was horrible. Yeah.
So
he privatized it. Was that? Yeah. Because there were some people who said like, I guess conservative thinkers who said like, oh, he's got good ideas. He just doesn't present them well. And he's unpolished. And is there that kind of idea? The mainstream conservatives want to like manage him the way Republicans try to manage Trump kind of. But no.
He's a madman. He has no idea of nothing. Like he has no idea. Like,
right.
I swear to God, like any of us would be a better president than him. I swear to God, like he has no idea what he's doing.
He and his team almost gave my brother COVID.
Oh yeah, we forgot to mention that in the start.
My brother works in the State Department for the United States. And he was working on Brazil, the Brazil desk. And he met with, I don't think he met with Bolsonaro, but he met with his team the same. Remember that week in February when Bolsonaro met with Trump and his team and they all got COVID? And then Trump, my brother had to quarantine because of that for 2 weeks. Oh, our president did not quarantine, by the way. Trump met them, I think.
Your brother did it for him. He didn't have to.
Yeah, Trump met Bolsonaro's team early in the day. I don't know, like 11 a.m., for example. And my brother met them at like 4 p.m. And so, and then when it came out that they had COVID, my brother quarantined for 2 weeks. Trump did not. And
Bolsonaro didn't quarantine either. And you know what he did? He goes to talk to his people. You know, the people like they get together and he coughed into his hand. And shake that old lady's hand.
Oh my gosh.
We have this on video, guys. You have no idea. He coughed in his hand and shake that old lady's hand. That's Bolsonaro.
He's trying to give her the antibodies early on.
Exactly.
probably. Once COVID happens, I guess we can get into that. So he's kind of this crazy, we get it, like a Duterte, like a Trump, like a madman, right, kind of knocking things over. Once COVID happens, did he get it twice, or am I remembering incorrectly?
I think once, because there was one time that he didn't release his test, so we don't know.
Okay.
But then he had a second time, and then he goes on TV and he says, "Oh, I'm fine. This is just a flu. This is what he says."
Oh, no.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He says, "Don't worry, like go back to work, don't worry." And now with the vaccine, he's against the vaccine. He told on television, he said on television that this vaccine from China is like, you don't know what it is, and you can turn into a crocodile if you take the vaccine. He said that.
He does everything that Trump did, he's done it worse. I saw him saying like, Brazilians are smart, they're not gonna, they know it's rushed, they gotta wait for, like he's basically giving people license to not take the vaccine until for a while.
I think that insane. Now that Trump's gone, we are missing an element of entertainment in this country. I think they should have Bolsonaro. We should get Bolsonaro's like feed, his daily news feed on American TV. I want to hear him talk about.
We should send Anthony Fauci to deal with him.
Turning people into crocodiles. Well, so how did he deal with it? I know just from my brother early on, that, you know, we had Dr. Fauci, who was our like the medical expert talking to Trump. And Trump, the one thing Trump never did, Trump never fired Fauci. He would stop listening to him at certain points.
He would threaten to fire him as part of his like shtick, but he didn't. Yeah.
But I think Bolsonaro did fire his version of Fauci, right?
Oh.
We were in the third health minister.
He keeps firing.
During the pandemic. Yeah, the first one, he wanted, because do you know that medicine called hydroxychloroquine.
Every bowl of China shop's favorite medicine.
Exactly. So he, what Bolsonaro did was that he, when they found this medicine and the researchers were saying, oh, maybe this will work.
Yeah.
He made the Brazilian army make millions of pills. Okay. And now he wants to sell this as the cure for COVID. And to this day, he still does that.
Oh, really? Because even Trump stopped talking about it. You know, so he never said he was wrong, but he just stopped talking about it.
Yeah.
Because he realized he was wrong. But this, no, he's still going in. He's doubling down.
He doesn't give a fuck. And then his health minister said, I'm not going to prescribe people this. I'm not going to do that. I can't. I'm a doctor. I can't. I could go to jail.
Yeah.
And then he fired the guy.
Yeah.
And then the second one, same thing. Fire the guy for the same reason. And then now the third guy is a general. It's not even, the guy
not
is
a doctor.
Not, he's not a doctor. He's a guy from the army.
He's like Dr. Bill Cosby, this guy.
He's
a doctor.
Exactly. So the guy doesn't know shit. The guy's completely lost. Like we missed like the vaccines. Pfizer, last year in December, Pfizer, offered us in Brazil millions of vaccine, and Bolsonaro said, no, I don't want to buy it. He didn't buy the vaccine. So we don't have, like, we started vaccination now in January because Brazil, a lab in Brazil created a vaccine.
Oh, that one's okay.
With a Chinese lab, they together. So now we're getting vaccine because we're production it in the country. But he was completely like, they are lost. They don't know what to do. And we have a couple of cities in the Amazon and in the north of the country that are completely like, there's no oxygen. People are dying, like babies are dying because they don't have oxygen. It's dark. It's really dark.
I saw Venezuela was donating oxygen tanks, which was almost like a trolling move by Maduro.
Which
like,
is funny.
We have oxygen, you don't.
It was so, Maduro was like, remember, Maduro was so like, when the capital insurrection happened, he released the note. He's such a,
They're all trolls, these guys. That's all they don't leave countries. Just, that's all they do.
Well, I mean, France was also trolling us with that one. They offered to send troops to protect our capital.
But at least they're a democracy and everything, so we have to respect their troll.
So were people taking, so he didn't want, was it, he didn't want people taking the Pfizer, or he didn't want to buy the Pfizer vaccine because it was competition for his hydroxychloroquine?
But they have a vaccine now that works. It's just not that you developed.
It doesn't make much sense, you know, because there's also like, now I read this weekend, there was this study made by one of the biggest universities we have, and the guys, those intellectuals, they are defending the case that they think Bolsonaro is on purpose, that he was like, he wants people to get COVID. So they have like this timeline, this whole study about like how the actions of Bolsonaro lead to more contamination and a worse kind of, you know, and in a way I do think, because I think the difference between Trump and Bolsonaro is that Bolsonaro has an ideology. I don't think Trump has. Trump only cares about himself, but Bolsonaro, I do think Bolsonaro wants to do like a cleanse. He wants poor people to die. I do believe that.
Oh,
right. Trump wants poor people to like him. You know, like he buy his
he doesn't
stuff.
Really care.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care. Yeah.
Whereas this guy, is actually.
But Bolsonaro came to power as a champion, not necessarily for poor people, right?
Well, he has the language. So this is the thing. He has the language. Like he's able to communicate very directly with like, Bolsonaro is like, he's like an old uncle that we all Brazilians have. You know those uncle that is a guy who has those dad jokes that
racist
are like
uncle.
Weird jokes, you know, but
yeah.
Racist, like a little way, but like.
You like him because he's your uncle, but
so he has this. So he's a very like popular figure, you know?
So can I ask you?
You said that
Trump, because Trump lost, that's affecting Bolsonaro's popularity. How so? How does one tie to the other in the mind of a voter in Brazil?
Yeah, I think so, because his popularity, he was like 30, 35% of people like saying that he's okay.
Bolsonaro? And now he's,
yes. And now he's like 22, 20, 23. And that was after Trump, because those things, especially those ideas that this extreme right-wing people say, those ideas, they are supported by power. If there's no power behind it, like it's lost, you know, like it's, so I think that even here in America, after the insurrection, I was thinking that on the inauguration, there will be a civil war. I was ready. I was here ready in New York for the civil war. You know? But what happened is that those things, because those ideas, they're so outrageous that if they don't have any power behind them, they lose strength.
Yes.
So you said he's only at 32% a rating now? Is that what? Because he received 55% of the vote in 2018. He did a lot better than Trump did. For him to, so people have just turned on him. They realize they were
I think the vaccination thing is because people want to get vaccinated. So now he's between, I think, 23, 22 of approval.
Well, speaking of approval ratings, Magic Spoon,
100% approval rating.
100% approval rating. This is our sponsor. They've been sponsoring us for a couple months now. Carol, we've been doing this show for 4 years. This is the first paying sponsor we've ever had. So we are highly indebted to them. Magic Spoon is, now that you're in the United States, by the way, this should be the first thing you get.
How you become an American. You have to learn a few lessons about moving to America and fitting in with all of Americans. And we all eat Magic Spoon for breakfast. That's a given.
At dinner. I eat it for dinner.
Yeah.
So Magic Spoon is, you know, when you were a kid, you had sugary cereals. That was a big thing. All these kids, and at least in America, parents would come, you know, the boomer parents in the 80s, they would just basically, you get just pour a bucket of sugar into a bowl, put some milk in it, and then you would eat it. And that would be your healthy breakfast. And they would say, go on. Some of them looked like French toast. I remember my cousins, I won't mention the brand. They ate cereal that looked like French toast, miniature French toast for breakfast.
Now they're dead.
Now
they all have diabetes.
I'm the only sparks left.
The only one left.
Because I didn't eat this stuff. But my parents had us eat like the super healthy cereal, which was gross. No one wanted to eat it. It was a disaster. It was the worst way to start my day. Now we have Magic Spoon. It's the health. It's zero. It tastes like all the sugar cereals. Zero sugar, 3 net grams of carbs, 11 grams of protein. It has enough. A box of this has as much protein as as a dozen eggs, Cap.
You know, I famously said I threw out all my other cereals when they became our sponsor. I went a step further this week. I threw out all my eggs. People say, how do you get this physically fit body, Kaplan? I'm a big weightlifter. Everyone knows that. I threw out all my protein powder, all of it, dumped it, because I don't need protein shakes anymore. I don't need to pour milk and make a blender all messy or anything. I ingest this into my veins. I just eat Magic Spoon cereal. 11 grams of protein per serving.
It's 0% sugar, 11 grams of protein. It is keto friendly, gluten free, which is me.
That's
grain free, soy free. Who wants soy in their cereal in the first place?
No,
who's dumping soy sauce in their cereal? Who are these maniacs? Low carb, GMO free, Kaplan. It has all those eggs. Oh, it's the replacement for eggs. If Rocky was made today, he wouldn't be breaking eggs.
No. And Rocky 17 is going to have him just taking a shot of Magic Spoon cereal and dumping in his mouth.
Just Magic Spoon. Here's how you get it. Go to magicspoon.com/lost. Type that in. It says, welcome Lost in America fans. I mean, we're a big deal over there, Cap.
Big deal.
And you put in the promo code LOST, LOST. That gets you $5 off of your order.
Time is running out on that. I don't think those savings are going to last to February. Who knows? So do it
is
now.
Is time running out?
I don't know. Who knows? You should. Whenever you know a good deal, I was taught at a young age, you jump. You do it immediately. You don't know. these guys, the company could change the tune tomorrow, next week. So go in, do it this week, buy it, $5 off. You don't just get a cereal. You get a Mad Libs on the back of the box, which is a great activity. I do it with my kids every morning. This is how I test their vocabulary. I say, give me a verb. Give me an adjective. Give me a noun. Give me a plural noun. So that's how we learn in the morning.
You
we
don't know anything else besides verbs and nouns, do you?
Adjective. Give me.
You ran off.
I still don't know what an adverb is, so I didn't use it.
How about a pronoun? Kaplan, it's four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. All right. Now, it tastes amazing. It's too good to be true. Next week, you better be ready. I'm gonna ask you about your breakfast routine.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to start preparing that next week. That's a little teaser for next week's podcast.
Next week's
we need a guest. We don't need a topic in the world. We've got a Magic Spoon idea. So tell the producer.
All right, Cap. Now let's get to a word from your local sponsor. All right, we're back. Carol, okay, here's where I want to go from here. What comes next for Bolsonaro? Like, if it's because as we read, and you could tell us, actually, here's a better question. We've read today that there's now protests, people who want to get him kicked out of office. He came in 2019. There's not an election again until 2022. So we're at least a year away from that. How serious is this movement to get him kicked out?
Well, I hope it's serious because like we wanted him to get be impeached because of the pandemic. We need to, you know, we need to get the pandemic control there, and he's not letting us do it, because even the governors of the states and everything, when they want to do something, he doesn't let them.
Like COVID restrictions? Do you guys have you had lockdowns and everything? Or
we had lockdowns, and he just cutting like funds for states, and he's making everything very hard.
Is he making them open?
Yeah. So what happens in Brazil is like everybody else, all the people are trying to get the pandemic control, but he's not helping at all. So he is the problem.
Right.
So. But the thing is, like, an impeachment is not easy to get, and it is a political kind of trial, and he still has some approval, and he has some politicians in his pocket because he bought them with, money and, you know, money and governmental positions.
Favors and stuff.
Favors, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but we hope that his popularity comes down even more, so then those, you know, those protests and everything can get somewhere.
Would he become? Is there like a vice president who would take over? Like, who would take over if he gets impeached?
Yeah, it would be the vice president, which is not a good.
Is he like a Mike Pence type, like a more normal conservative, or is he like another crazy?
It is a general. The guy is a general. Yeah. He's not a politician, and he. He's not, I don't know. We don't know, because honestly, I don't think anyone could be worse than Bolsonaro.
Right.
But the vice is not a hope. It's not a hope. We don't hope.
It's not the monkey. Vice, you know? They didn't name the monkey the vice president.
Bring the monkey. Yeah.
So do the, how much self-control do the states have? You know, like in the United States, they have a ton. They can, the president of the United States cannot dictate for the most part what you do in your state. He can hold back funding, as you said they do. How does it work in Brazil with the states?
Yeah, in Brazil, I think the states are not as independent as here in the US, but they do have some independence. Yeah. But there's a lot of federal laws that it's under Bolsonaro's. Like the governors, they cannot do much.
Okay. So, and especially if he can hold funding back, then they kind of have to do what he wants them to do, or else they won't get roads and lights and stuff for the country. I mean, for the state.
So you mentioned there was somebody, there was a impeachment though, about a decade ago. Did you say in the beginning, did the left wing government get impeached?
It was not a decade ago. It was in 2016.
So there is a recent experience. Cause I think part of the problem in America is it's like such a crazy concept for us, impeachment. Like no one's actually, like Nixon wasn't even impeached. He resigned. But so you have, so what was the terms of like, what were the parameters? Was it just corruption? It wasn't a matter.
What It's very controversial because there was no, the people, they couldn't prove that the president that was impeached, that she had committed a crime. They never get to prove that exactly. So that's why some people say that it's a coup. That was a coup.
So what
was it, like a political thing?
I see. What was she accused of?
It is something, how can I explain to you? It's like when you use, like, she grabbed money from one place and used to in another place, but then she gave it back.
Okay. Like a loan.
So it was, there's a name for it in Portuguese, but it was nothing. It was like nothing. The woman, she was tortured in the dictatorship. She has a long story. Like, she was like a very strong woman, like very moral, you know. They couldn't find anything. So that's what they did.
And then it worked. They got her out.
They got her out, yeah.
So, but then is there a fear that on the flip side, if you impeach him, then you've had back-to-back impeachments, and then it makes people lose faith in democracy altogether? Or is it just like, this guy's so bad, we just got to...
There's that. At the beginning, there's that, because he has been committing crimes since the beginning. At the beginning of his presidency, there was this huge Amazon fire, and he didn't do shit. Hmm. So since then, people are trying to, you know, this guy has to go because he's not responsible, right? And so there is this concern, yes, because we just had a president that was impeached. But now I think like the situation is so ugly that even the people who are like, oh my God, this is going to be bad for democracy. People are like, no, we have to get rid of him. Otherwise we're going to die. We have like more than 210 million, not million, but 1,000 people died.
Yeah. COVID, I read today 216,000 is the latest 60, update.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think the deal with, you know, politics a lot of times affects political changes in government. This is the United States everywhere. I think they affect poor people usually a lot more than they affect wealthy people. Yes. It's more of a live or die thing for them if they're going to get whatever benefits they need or free health care or something. This is a thing now, coronavirus, that's affecting everyone.
Yeah.
And it is affecting people who work in the front lines more, but plenty of wealthy people are dying of coronavirus as well. And I think that's what, I honestly think that had a big deal to do with Trump losing, was that seeing family members die and knowing a different person, no matter how wealthy
might have been better. Yeah.
Or poor you are. And it could be the same thing in Brazil, as you're saying, that it's serious. This is not just like stupid politics on TV. This is like, decisions are getting made that are killing people or keeping people alive.
Yes, and everybody in Brazil, like the pandemic is so uncontrolled there, and everyone has someone, like my family, everybody got COVID. Like everybody's getting COVID there.
Wow.
And so a lot of people have some friend or some family member that has actually died. So it's very real. It's very real for us. Like there's, I know a lot of people that got COVID.
I remember in Brazil, I was in, are you from Rio or?
I used to live in São Paulo.
Okay, so about, yeah, I mean, I imagine it's very similar where there's just so much density, right? I mean, yeah. Rio, the favelas, and I can't even imagine once one person gets it and how fast it can spread.
Exactly.
And not to mention the nightlife people and the beaches that people like to go out there. So,
yeah.
Oh yeah. What did he do? So he just kept everything open, all the bars, all the restaurants, everything open during this whole time.
Yeah.
I mean, they like to go to the beach on their lunch break and they like to party every day. So I can't imagine. Yeah.
And he goes and he, Bolsonaro, what he does when like some governors try to make it like, no, here we're going to close. We're going to close in this state. We're going to close. What he does is that he goes there and he makes like a speech or something and so people get together.
Oh my gosh.
Like a rally.
He does that. Yeah, he does it a rally. Yeah.
And he's saying that I'm helping the economy. I'm letting you keep your business open. Very right?
Yeah.
That
kind and of he stuff. Says like, oh, you have to stop being so, you know, weak. We are strong people.
Yeah, he called people sissies or something for caring.
Sissies, yeah. 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 Okay. We cannot be a country of sissies. This virus is nothing, you know?
What does Steve Bannon get out of this? Does anyone know? Like, Steve Bannon, why is he going around the world helping
kicks
nationalistic dictator, not dictators,
money.
Presidents.
Money. And he's also a nationalistic guy. So
he's, but he's nationalistic for our country. Right. Why would he care about Brazil?
He's practicing.
I think that people like because they destroy, because when a country like that, it's destroyed and is in trouble, like Brazil is, everything is so cheap. So there's a lot of money to be made. Like those like millionaires and billionaires, they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like the I remember I was in Canada when Bolsonaro won the election, the newspaper, like the front page was like, investments, opportunities in Brazil now because of mining, because he will free people to mine.
Yeah.
So for mining companies, great opportunity for mining companies, you know? So that's what they take out of destroying countries.
Well, I know. Well, that's why the economy went up when he got elected. I mean, the stock market went up, the economy was booming. I've also read that the relief package. So the only thing that seems to have gone right, I don't know if this is right, you could tell me, but that the poor people are getting money from the government, have been getting money from the government because of COVID relief. So no one can work, but he's giving a lot of people money. That's kind of seems to have kept him popular, but that money ran out in January. So is that tied to why his popularity has gone down as well?
Yeah, so he didn't want to give any money, any relief, any money. But the left-wing politicians, they fought and they got it.
So they got the money.
Yeah, they got the money, but then he say, no, I'm giving the money.
Right, yes.
Right, right. Put my name on the checks.
Yeah.
Put my name on the checks, yeah. So he was, his popularity went up because of that money, for sure. But now he's not giving the money anymore.
Well, they add a month. I mean, is the country like there has to come to a point for any country where you're like, hey, we can't give any more money.
Except other than America, we just print money. Just print.
How it works for us.
We print the shirts. We print the money here. But yeah, eventually the money runs out, I assume. But maybe it could last a few more months. They could make it work.
Can they? What amount of debt can they take on? Do you have any? Have they been talking about that?
Well, I have no idea, but I think that this is priorities. If the priority of the government is to make people eat, they'll give the money.
Of course.
But I don't think this is the priority. I don't think that's something that he never wanted to give people money in the first place.
But his priority must be to stay in power, right?
Well, but Turner, it's so crazy because the things that he does doesn't make sense to stay in power.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
He's not playing chess. He's not playing a master level.
It makes no sense because if he wants to stay in power, he would give people money. He would be there for 50 years. I guarantee you.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Yeah.
So are you telling us we're trying to make sense out of a madman's actions?
Exactly.
That don't make sense. What about, excuse me.
Does he tweet? No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. He's still there tweeting away.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff I've read is mention his authoritarian tendencies.
Yeah.
But I haven't read specifics on what those are. Does he say, is there a fear that he's going to try to stay forever? Or like, not like a president, but more like a dictator or a ruler or something?
Yeah, there are some movements that he made against Congress with his supporters. That was especially before the pandemic. I think after the pandemic, like things are so busy, you know, that they stopped. But he had some attempts, but we don't really know if we can take those attempts seriously or not because they are so ridiculous. But yeah, he has some.
Like what kinds what kinds of things has he done?
So like he's against the federal court, for example. So he's always talking shit about the federal court, and then his supporters are always there like protesting.
You mean like the Supreme Court kind of thing?
Supreme Court, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The Supreme Court, yeah.
talking shit about the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Always. He's always talking shit about the Supreme Court. And then the supporters go there and they protest and they say they're going to kill the judges. But it's just so ridiculous. It's a bad theater. It's just like.
But are you guys afraid? Because that's what we used to say. And then the insurrection happened in D.C. and the theater became a little too real. So is there a fear that, you know, that's what's coming, especially if you try to impeach him? Or
yeah, in Brazil, there's always this fear because we have a history of dictatorship in Latin America in general.
Yeah,
this is very easy. Like, democracy is not something as strong as it is here. Right. At
the
all.
Institutions that we would say would protect us in the United States aren't quite there.
Well, so I was going to say, Kaplan said the insurrection made it too real. But honestly, I never thought it was real. I never thought those people were actually going to. I didn't think the Q shaman was going to be our new president.
I did. I was preparing.
You know what I mean?
Change my religion and everything.
There was no point in the day when I was worried that these people would be our new leaders.
What the hell? What the hell was that?
Do you guys have Q down there in Brazil? Because we can send you some people, some of our best people.
Yeah. We have them.
Okay.
But I had just moved here, guys, when that happened. I was like, what the hell is going on?
You literally moved here 2 weeks before that, right? Yeah.
America, you charge me $10,000 for a visa, and that's what you give me, America.
Oh, my. Yeah, that was a bad deal. It's probably cheaper now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Biden won. Hey, who knows? But it would definitely have been cheaper if Q Shaman was our president.
I thought you were going to say it'd be definitely cheaper if you would have paid Tyler Sparks off to get that visa. But
that does not exist. That's fake news.
Fake news. All right.
That's the fake news. So what was the move from you were in Canada for a few years and then you came to New York? Why move to New York?
Just because the entertainment industry in Canada is nothing.
It's booming here, baby. I tell you,
you've done it all. You've conquered Canada.
Yeah, but it's a very nice place to live. I love Canada and I'm Canadian now. I'm a citizen of Canada.
Where were you living in Canada?
In Toronto.
Okay.
Yeah. It is it's a great place. Like, it is just, it is amazing. But there's no people there. It's a country with 35 million people. So for us, the job we do, like, we want to travel, we want to do shows, we don't have many opportunities. And just at the border, we have so many opportunities.
Yes.
So that's why.
Whenever people list all the reasons Canada is better than us, now I'm going to say, but we have more people. So,
we have more people.
There you go.
You got yuck yucks, but we got like a bunch of yuck yucks.
Exactly.
I like to hear positivity.
And actually, Canada also, like, it's too calm. I'm from Brazil. I like a little bit of movement. I like a little bit of, New York is
aggression.
Good for me.
Yeah. You got New York. You're going to see a lot of aggression.
You picked the right place.
Especially during this pandemic, people are very aggressive right now. So,
So what do you think, if you had to guess, it might be tough, but what do you think is the future for Bolsonaro? Gets reelected or doesn't get reelected or becomes dictator and just takes over?
I think, maybe I'm being too optimistic, but I do think the people are going to get rid of him. I don't think he's going to win the night. And I think he's going to be impeached.
Oh, you think he's going to be impeached?
I think so. I think he's not going to end his time, his 4 years. I don't think so.
I mean, his approval rating, if it's at 22% right now, that's pretty low. What about how does the impeachment work? Would it be is it the Senate has to, what's the process? Do you know?
I can't explain exactly, like, in detail, but I know it's different from America because in Brazil, if you impeach the president, he's out of office for sure. There's no like happened with Trump.
There's
here.
No conviction.
Like,
Okay.
Exactly. So that's what I know.
And it seems okay. And it seems to would be for the state or for whoever the senators are or the state representatives, the ones who support him, the minute it becomes more of a liability to support him as opposed to a benefit to support him. That's
who controls the Congress, though? Is it controlled by his party or your Congress?
He doesn't even have a party.
Oh,
he's an independent.
He's all middle.
And what about his kids? Are they, because I know they're all in politics too, right? His son.
One like the mayor or something, or what is he, like a local?
One is a senator, and the other one is a congressman from Rio, and they are all like involved in corruption schemes. They probably go to jail. I hope so.
Oh, they'll go to jail. They're like Uday and Hussein, maybe. The same kids. So are they? Is this idea where he doesn't have a party? Is the party is kind of him? Like, mm-hmm. are his kids also with him? Or are they in part
with him? Yeah, it's a family, mafia style.
I mean, it's amazing style. Though. He was just a no name congressman. He meets Steve Bannon. He says, "I want to make my family better."
And all of a sudden,
it's kind of, you could spin it as a success story. Yeah.
Anything Steve Bannon, by the way, used to live a block and a half away from me, and I only know this because this lady who lives in my neighborhood, once the pandemic hit, everyone in the neighborhoods in New York started to meet each other because you can't go see your friends, you know? So we're like, all right, fine. I'll be friends with you. So like the people in your, on your block. And this old lady who lives around the corner, she was just talking to us one day, just out of nowhere. People started talking to each other in New York City. And never, as far as I had been here, it never happened before. And she started talking and she's like, I live over there. Steve, you know, the house like two doors down. Steve Bannon was my next door neighbor.
And wow.
Like, really? And she goes, yeah, you don't believe, like she charged, this is how aggressive New Yorkers are. She started an argument with us that we didn't start. She goes, Steve Bannon was my neighbor. You don't believe me? And we went, well, we never said we don't believe you. And she goes, I'll go get his mail.
Yeah.
She came back 5 minutes later and she had a piece of mail, like junk mail that was
she had
still,
a thank you note from Bolsonaro sent
like
him.
Bannon still gets mail sent there, you know, because he hasn't updated his address for some people or something.
Oh my
so
god.
We're sitting there looking at Bannon's mail.
Pride of Brooklyn.
Just a crime. She committed a crime just to
mail. Well, she didn't open it. She showed it to us and then she went, yeah, exactly. She put it back.
Let's dox her.
Come take us, Bannon. So amazing. So you think he'll get impeached? That would be.
I think, and I hope.
Hopefully, it sounds like that would be the best move for the country. That's it, Kaplan. Any more questions, or did I miss anything?
No, I'm. I love to get back to Brazil. So I. By the time I'm there, though, he won't be president anymore. But if he, you know, I'm looking forward to going there again. So I'm hoping things are on the up. So thank you. Yeah.
Hopefully, we can all go. And can you get a now? Is Canada? How's Canada doing? I from everything I hear, they're ahead of us every step of the way with COVID. So is the same with the vaccine? Yeah. Can you just go to Canada now and get a vaccine?
Yeah, they bought like 5 doses of vaccine for each citizen. Like, Canada is perfect, guys. Canada is amazing.
So do you already have the vaccine?
Not because I'm not there. I left before the vaccine.
You can drive back. It's like 7 hours.
Exactly. Yeah. But they are doing everything. Like they give people really money. Even comedians, we were like, getting
comedians.
Money
we heard
government.
That made me furious. I mean, yeah, that was ridiculous.
$2,000 a month.
A month for a comedian? Yuck Yucks doesn't pay half that much.
No.
Come on.
They are dealing with it well, I think. People complain. There's a lot of complaints there, of course. But I know, I think they're doing
better. You're like Brazil, America, Canada.
Everyone can play.
And the rainforests are good in Canada, too. No problems there. So.
Well, that was my last question. So what's the possibility of him being taken to the Hague for deforesting the rainforest?
Right. Is that a
Bolsonaro?
Who's Bolsonaro?
That's other news that came out this week. I mean, it's like every week.
Yeah, there's some people that they are denouncing him to those, you know, international.
It's like tribal leaders as well.
Yeah. It is ugly. Like the destruction of the environment that he's promoting there is one of the biggest problems. His administration.
In the last year, they said he took out 35% of the rainforest. Is that right? That sounds like a lot.
Yeah. And it's not only the rainforest, because there's the Pantanal, which is another environmental kind of stuff. And it was also on fire and he didn't do shit. was destroyed. I think it was 40%. It was insane.
How big is these rainforests? Because when we were kids, they were telling us that the rainforests are being destroyed. That was like 30 years ago.
Well, it's very big.
I'm just looking at the positive that apparently it's big enough where he still can do damage, but hopefully send him to the Hague. I like trees. So
send him to the Hague
on the, get him on it. Yeah. It'd be funny to get him on that, but yeah, let's get him on that.
On the rainforest. That's the show. Carol Zoccoli, thank you so much for doing it. Welcome to New York City. Everybody check her. Click on the Netflix and watch her do stand up in Portuguese. It looks pretty cool.
Do you know that they speak Portuguese in Brazil? That's something a lot of our listeners might not know, but I hope they learn that today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that part.
We have some real dumb listeners. They think it's Spanish. So
not all geniuses, these people. Not all,
good blowhard stat to end with, everyone.
Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you so much,
Kaplan. That's the show. What should we do?
I think it's go eat some Magic Spoon and get lost.
Get lost.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.